Beloved Henry Adam, I was delighted to receive your letter to my master despite your never actually sending it. The physical formalities between sender and recipient tend to bend in my favor and break entirely in yours. The seemingly endless tome you penned for my father ended up in your bedpan eventually, did it not? And I can feel your eyes widening even now as you read the response you certainly did not expect the postboy to deliver. There's a great many things I know about you, child, that even you, as proprietor of your own body and mind and spirit, do not comprehend of yourself. The trace of a quickened heartbeat whenever you send one of your drivelling, snide correspondences to people who would rather see you in the ground already. Doth thou actually believe you are alleviating your guilt through the ink in your nib? Is that human skull of yours thick enough to allow entry to such a crude, misshapen idea? One that you have no doubt accepted and internalized, like a bite of a worm-infested steak into the gullet of a hound. Humans and their false interpretations of good and evil, right and wrong, salt and sweet. You're a backwards animal, you lot. You need not send any more correspondence. To anyone, Henry. Does a butcher send his regards to the cattle he's already slaughtered? Does a charlatan pen his apologies to the man he sold his snake oil to? Does the wealthy man write a note for the fly he crushed beneath his daily paper? No, he doth not. Wherefore do you think it matters which of your phantoms knows you've grown naught one inch of a respectable soul inside that clogged chest of yours? My father doth not want your poorly penned apology, nor does he make deals with the likes of mankind, at least not any more. My apologies, he is soon to be your father as well. We art practically brothers already. Do I see surprise in that weak, fat heart of yours, Henry? Doth the lungs quiver at the sound of the fire below? You make me laugh so, Henry. I haven't laughed in such a long time. You could probably have guessed at that being what I am, being in the business I am in. However, I digress. Is there a part of you that actually believes your fraudulent, incessant scribbling would save you? Could thou truly believe, with the full weight of your soul, that every time the postboy delivers your weak apologies, your guilt is alleviated in the slightest way, like a stone being chipped away at the edge of a blunt axe? That is not how this works, and I bid thee, write no more letters to Lucifer. Write them to me, if you must, although I prefer you did not write at all. Each word that spills from your drab human mouth is another vivisection into my skin like a rusty scalpel. Truly, it's embarrassing to watch such a lowly, blind creature burrow into the ground when he's expecting to take flight. From your friend, Astaroth. P.S. If you'd have spent more time writing to mine enemy and my father's enemy, maybe we wouldn't have to have these pointless correspondences. Alas, the ass does not know he's an ass until another one bites him in the ass. P.P.S. I believe the modern American spelling is apologize. There is no S. Be civilized.